SBS Radio.
Despite storm clouds rolling in over the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles, the Oscars red carpet was rolled out for the 92nd time. Amid dazzling floor-length gowns, sharp tuxedos, and enigmatic star power, diversity was the theme of the evening. The opening musical number was performed by singer-songwriter Janelle Monáe, who called attention to racial and gender diversity. No women were represented in the Best Director category, and only one person of color, black actress Cynthia Erivo from the film Harriet, was nominated in the acting categories. Janelle Monáe touched on the lack of diversity among the nominees.
Tonight we celebrate all the amazing talent in this room. We celebrate all the women who directed phenomenal films. And I'm so proud to stand here as a black, queer artist telling stories. Happy Black History Month.
The theme of diversity continued to weave through the ceremony, with its biggest marker, the South Korean comedy thriller film Parasite, which was nominated for 6 Oscars. Parasite won the Oscar for Best Picture, making it the first film not in English to win the award in the 92 years of Academy Award history. Only 10 other foreign language films have been nominated for the category, including Amour and Life is Beautiful, but none has ever won. The film's producer, Kwok Sin-I, spoke through a translator after accepting the award.
상상도 해본 적이 없는 일이 실제로 벌어지니까 일단 너무 기쁘고 기쁩니다. 예.
We never imagined this to ever happen. We are so happy.
지금 이 순간에 뭔가 굉장히 의미 있고 상징적인 그리고 시의적절한 역사가 쓰여진 기분이 듭니다.
I feel like a very opportune moment in history is happening right now.
Parasite also won for Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best International Film. The multiple wins means that director Bong Joon-ho has made history in more ways than one by tying with Walt Disney for the most Oscars won in a single year. Disney won 4 Oscars in 1953. Other winners of the night included New Zealand filmmaker Taika Waititi, whose film Jojo Rabbit took out Best Adapted Screenplay. Mr. Waititi took the opportunity on stage to acknowledge First Nations youth.
This is really great, and I dedicate this to all the Indigenous kids in the world who want to do art and dance and write stories. We are the original storytellers, and we can make it here as well.
Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for her role as Judy Garland in the film Judy, while Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for his portrayal of the comic book villain The Joker. United States politics also made its way into entertainment's biggest night, with Brad Pitt alluding to the lack of witnesses during President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in his acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actor for the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week. I'm thinking maybe Quentin does a movie about it. In the end, the adults do the right thing.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.